The Mishnah Masechta, the Zvachim, the Pei Tesem Aleph, teaches us the very famous halacha that kol atadim mechaver kadim mischaveroi, the halacha of tadim v'she'en atadim tadim kadim. And that's why the Talmud comes before the Musaf, as the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah says, we know this because the Pasuk says, Chavad olos habayker asher olos atamid tasus eil. And Tosfos asks a question that our Mishnah teaches us that the source for halacha of Tadav Shena Tadav Kaidim is based on the Pasuk Mavar Oilus Habayker. Asked Tosfos that the Gemara Masech, the Psachim Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, teaches us the way we know that Tadav Shena Tadav Kaidim is based on the Pasuk and Parshas Vayikra, where the Pasuk says, V'orach Oleha Oila, that nothing comes from before the Talmud Shal Shachar, because the Talmud Shal Shachar is the most Tadir Kaidim. So ask Tosfos, why do we have two Psukim? One, our Pasuk, which is quoted in our Mishnah, Bavat Oilas Habayker, and the other Pasuk of Orach Aleha Oila. So Tosfos answers that from the Pasuk of Orach Aleha Oila, we only know that the Haktara of the Tamid is done before the Haktara of all other Kabbanis. From the Pasuk Amovad, we learn that not only does the Haktara of the Karban Tamid have to come first, but that the Shechita of the Karban Tamid has to come before the Shechita of any other Karban. Another Teretz that is given in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim is the Pasuk Ha'oila comes to teach us that the Karban Tamid should come before the Chavitim. Even though the Karban Chavitim that the Kohen Gadol brings every day is also brought daily. So if we would just rely on the fact that Tadav Sheena Tadav Kaidim, that wouldn't help us versus the Chavitim, which are also brought every day. So that's why we need a special pasuk of V'orach Aleha Ha'oila. Another teretz that is suggested, that Nedarim V'Nedavos are brought every day. So we need a pasuk to teach us that the Karban Tamid comes before even those Nedarim V'Nedavos, even though they are also Tadim. The Sfas Emes answers Tosfos' question that the pasuk of Oila is coming to teach us in a situation where we don't have the keves, the ram, that has to be brought for Karban Tamid. So there we don't have the ability or the halacha of Tadav She'ena Tadav Tadav Kaidim, because Tadav She'ena Tadav Tadav Kaidim is only in a situation where I have two mitzvahs. And the question is, which should I perform first? So Tadav She'ena Tadav Tadav Kaidim teaches us we should perform the more tadim mitzvah first. But in a situation where I can't perform the Karban Tadim first, I don't have that type of animal available, maybe there, I would say, bring the other kabbanis. Teaches us the pasuk of Orach Aleha Oila that no, that the first Karban always must be a Karban Tamid. And if you don't have another Karban available, if you don't have the animal that you need to use for Karban Tamid available, you can't bring any other kabbanis. Another teretz, which is given by the Migdash David, is that the halacha of Tadav Sheena Tadir comes to teach us that when you have two mitzvahs and you only could do one at a time, so which do you do first? Tadav Sheena Tadir Tadir Kaidim. But let's say, which certainly probably was the case in the Beis HaMikdash, where they could do two kabbonis at the same time. There was enough room and enough kahanim. There, the halacha of tadir v'sheinu tadir doesn't apply. Still, teaches us the pasuk of Aruch Aleha Ha'oila that the carbon tamid comes first, even though you could possibly bring that other carbon at the same time. Another teretz that he suggests is, as we've been learning in Al Masechta, that overnight they left the limbs, the evarim, of the different kabbonis. And obviously one of those kabbonis was probably the Tamid Shaben Abayim of yesterday was put on the Mizbeach all night long. And if I were relying on Tadir, Vishena Tadir, maybe they should come first because they were yesterday's kabbonis. That's why it teaches us the pasuk, especially with Aruch Aleha Oila, that the first, that if you walk into the Azara, if the Kohanim walked into the Azara, and they have two jobs in front of them, one is to bring the carbon Oila Tamid HaBoker of this morning, and one is to return to the Mizbeach, the Avrim that weren't burnt from last night of yesterday's Tamid Ben Abayim. There's a special limit of Aruch Aleha Oila that the first thing they do is today's Tamid Ben Shel Shachar before anything else. Another teretz that Rabbi Aaron Cutler suggests in the Mishnah of Rabbi Aaron is that maybe this din of Tadr Sheinu Tadr is said to the Kahanim whose Mishmar is today. So the Kahanim whose Mishmar is today, the Torah tells them, your first job is to bring the carbon tamid. But maybe in a situation where we have other Kahanim who are not part of today's Mishmar, who are doing avodah, who may do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they maybe could bring other kabbonis. Teaches us the Torah that no, nothing is done before the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar of today. So Rabbi Chanan asks a question. The teretz that Tosfos gave was that I need one pasuk for the Shechita of the Karban Tamid before all other Kabbanis. I need another pasuk for the Haktarah of the Karban Tamid before the Haktarah of all other Kabbanis. Asks Rabbi Chanan, why do I need two psukim to teach us essentially the same lesson? So the stipler wants to say that, as we've said many times, the main kapara affected by a carbon is in the Zrikas Adam. So since the main kapara is affected with the Zrikas Adam, that Torah is not unique. And therefore, we would perhaps say that on that aspect of the Hakrovas HaKarbon, I don't have to do that of the carbon, that Torah of the carbon Talmud before any other Kabbonis. So I need a special limud, the special limud that even the Torah is of the carbon Talmud comes first. And this could be explained, and he brings it, this based on the Zera Avram. The Zera Avram says that when you mak through a carbon, you don't have to have in mind anything. You just have to put the pieces or whatever you're being mak through on the Mizbeach. So we see that the Mektara is different than the rest of the Avoida. That's why we need a special pasuk. And in fact, along the same lines, the Brisk Rav asks that our Mishnah teaches us that Tamidim Kaidemes Kaidin al-Masafin. He asks, how could we ever violate this halacha? Aren't both the carbon musaf and the carbon oila and the carbon tamid both carbon oilas and both brought from the same animal? So as long as when you bring these two kabanas, you have in mind that you bring your carbon oila, what's the difference? So he answers that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where the first animal was an animal that wasn't mavukar. The halacha is that an animal that's used for carbon tamid has to be set aside for 4 days to be examined that it doesn't have any balmum. That then doesn't apply by other kabbanis, for example, by the carbon musaf. So now we could have a situation where it's just that if you have two animals, one was mavukar and one wasn't, one was not mavukar, you need to specifically use the mavukar animal for the carbon tamid, and you may use the ena mavukar, the non-examined animal, for the carbon musaf. And since our Mishnah paskins that the tamid comes before the musaf, you have to use the mavukar animal first. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Tamidim Umusafim, Perik Tes Halacha Gimel, that if somebody brought the carbon she'ena tadr before the carbon tadr, so the halacha is finish it and then bring the carbon tamid. So the Mishnah Melech over there asks, is that halacha by all kabbanis, including the carbon tamid? Or could be that by all kabbanis, indeed, our Mishnah teaches us that the tamid shall, the halacha is tadav she'ena tadav tadav kaidim. But the Rambam is teaching us that if you did it in the reverse order, it's acceptable. However, when it comes to the carbon tamid, as we have been discussing, there's a special halacha that it has to be, that no other kabbanis may be brought before the tamid shel shachar. And the Chazanish therefore paskins, that if you brought the tamid shel shachar before you brought, if you brought any other carbon before the tamid shel shachar, those kabbanis would be disqualified. Those kabbanis would be disqualified. Which leads to another question. Why would, as we discussed somewhat earlier, what happens if you don't have another carbon? You don't have the necessary kabbanis for the to use for the carbon tamid, where according to these paiskim, even though you can't bring a carbon tamid, you would not be able to bring any other kabbanis, because there's a special din that the carbon tamid has to come first. And as Rabbi Chanan explains it, when we speak about tadir ve'ena tadir, there's a halacha, there is no halacha that the she'ena tadir may not come before the tadir. It's a mitzvah to do the tadir first. So if you don't have the tadir, do the ena tadir. Here is a special din that the carbon tamid shel shachar has to be the first carbon. The Brisk Rav disagrees. He says that the halacha that the carbon tamid has to come first is only in a situation where the carbon tamid is available to you. But if the carbon tamid is not available, and as Rabbi Aaron Zitzal explains that opinion, he says, there's no din kedima when you don't have that carbon. On the other hand, it may not be, and this is the fundamental question that we are discussing in the shiur. How do we understand that the halacha of the carbon tamid coming first? Do we understand the carbon tamid coming first as the primary example of Tadi v'she'ene Tadi Tadi Kaidim? Or do we understand the halacha of the Karban Tamid coming first as a special rule applying to the Karban Tamid, that the halacha is that always has to be the first Karban, no matter what?